Welcome back, everyone. We're doing another deep dive today.
Another deep dive.
And this time, we're going digital.
Ooh, going digital.
We're taking a look at a Homestuck forum.
Homestuck forum.
From early January 2025. It's fascinating, really. Gives you the snapshot of online community life.
It does. It does. Yeah. Like a little time capsule, almost.
Yeah. A time capsule, you know, filled with conversations, debates.
Of course.
Drama.
Oh, there's always drama.
All those things you find in these really dedicated spaces.
Yeah, dedicated online spaces.
And you know one thing that really jumps out from these posts, right?
What's that?
The power dynamics.
Oh, yeah.
Between specific users.
Definitely.
This kind of back and forth. Between friendly teasing and, well, let's call it obsessive behavior.
Yeah, that line can get blurry sometimes, can't it?
Oh, it definitely blurs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, amidst all that, they're having these conversations about online etiquette. The ethics of these communities.
Like holding a mirror up to themselves?
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about the main players.
Okay, who are we looking at?
We've got Ro W, Mom, and MEX.
All right, Ro W, Mom, and MEX.
That, right off the bat, you can tell Ro W likes to stir the pot.
How so?
He's mixated on Mom, constantly throwing insults, accusations.
What kind of accusations?
All sorts. You know, just trying to get a rise out of him.
Provoke him.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, what's his deal, right?
Yeah, what's the motivation there?
Is it a power thing? A cry for attention? Who knows?
Could be a lot of things, really.
It's like that anonymity empowers him.
Right. Like they can say things they wouldn't in person.
Exactly. And it gets pretty intense. Like at one point, Ro W actually says he wouldn't mind genuinely breaking Mom's knees and arms.
Whoa. Okay. That escalated quickly.
Right. Like it's a little scary how quickly things can escalate online.
Yeah, definitely. And how does Mom react to all this?
Well, that's the interesting part. He's pretty neutral. Almost passive, you know?
Passive.
Which Roe interprets as weakness, calling him a emis.
That's that mean?
Oh, it means kind person in Japanese.
So Roe sees kindness as a weakness.
Seems that way. Like it's something to exploit.
Wow. That's pretty telling.
It is. And then we have MX.
Okay, MX. What's their role in all this?
MX is the forum administrator.
Ah, the moderator. Trying to keep things under control.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to keep the peace, moderate discussions, even get feedback from the community.
To improve things.
Yeah.
That's a tough job. Especially with someone like Ro W around.
Oh, it's definitely a challenge. They talk about adding new features, addressing concerns.
Like what kind of concerns?
Word filters, new boards, even bringing back the old Stussic theme from way back.
Huh. The Stussic theme. That's interesting.
It is. But you know what? This forum isn't all just of personality clashes.
Really? What else is going on?
There's a whole other side to it.
Oh, tell me more. There's more.
Oh, yeah. Lots more. Like, these people, they're not just usernames, you know?
All right. They have lives outside the forum.
Exactly. And we get these glimpses into that.
Like what? Give me an example.
Well, there are these debates about politics, social services, housing regulations.
Real world issues.
Yeah. It's a reminder that they're grappling with the same stuff we all are.
Even if they are also arguing about, like, frozen pizza versus homemade.
Oh, yeah, that was a heated debate.
Which side are you on?
You know, I can't take sides. It's against the rules.
Right, right, of course. But surely you have a preference.
I plead the fifth.
Okay, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So it's not all serious debates, though.
No, definitely not. There's the pop culture stuff, too.
Oh, like what?
Homestar Runner.
Classic.
Murder Drones.
I've heard of that one.
Even some anticipation for Duck Life 10.
Duck Life 10. Wow, they're still making those.
Apparently. It's this mix of nostalgia and shared interests. Makes you feel like you're part of the community almost.
You know, you mentioned this noir heist thing earlier. Mm-hmm. What was that about?
Oh, it's this weird little detail. Someone mentions a lost Homestuck statue.
A statue?
Yeah. And they call it a noir heist.
Okay, that's intriguing. What happened to the statue?
They don't say. It's like this little mystery dropped in the middle of everything else.
I'd like to know more about that.
Me too. But, you know, that's the thing with these forums. There are always these threads you wish you could follow further.
Right, like rabbit holes.
Exactly. And then there's this conversation about drug use.
Drug use.
Yeah, some pretty contrasting viewpoints on acid and psychedelics.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and it kind of leads into a bigger discussion.
Oh, about what?
About internet culture in general. sites like 4chan and Kiwi Farms.
Ah, so they're getting into the meta conversation.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to figure out where they fit in, you know, in this whole online landscape.
I see, like self-reflection on a community level.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the personalities, the inside jokes, the debates on this Homestuck forum, but there's this one thing that keeps coming up.
What is that?
This fascination with the darker side of internet culture. Like, they can't seem to look away from it.
You mean sites like Kiwi Farms?
Exactly, Kiwi Farms. And it's not just that they're aware of it, it's like they're actively analyzing it.
Trying to make sense of it, maybe?
Yeah, like they know it's bad, but there's this this pull, this weird entertainment factor.
That's interesting, like they recognize the harm,
right?
But can't quite shake the appeal.
Yeah, and they even make that comparison to schoolyard bullying.
Which, let's face it, is a pretty accurate analogy.
Right, that whole ganging up on someone.
Finding humor in someone else's pain.
Exactly. But then they bring up kayfabe again.
Kayfabe, yeah. Right, that idea of a stage performance.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out if it's all an act.
Like, is it genuine cruelty?
Or just a show.
That's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah.
Because even if there is that element of performance, you know,
the impact is still real.
Exactly. And this leads to that whole discussion about lolcows.
Lolcows.
Yeah. The people who become the targets of this online mockery.
Right. Like the focus of all this attention.
Yeah. And they debate whether the lolcows are, you know, somehow complicit.
Complicit in their own victimization.
Yeah. Like one user even says they're feeding the haters by having an online presence.
Whoa. Okay, that's a pretty loaded statement.
It is, and it makes you wonder, where's the line?
Between free expression and protecting yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tricky balance.
Definitely. And this forum, they really dive into that ethical gray area.
Oh, yeah. They talk about the ethics of mocking people online.
Even when it's disguised as humor.
Exactly. And, you know, they even bring up Chris Chan.
Chris Chan. Oh, right.
That tragic case. Someone who was relentlessly harassed online.
Yeah. That's a prime example of how this stuff can go too far.
Right. It's a reminder that there are real consequences. But you know what's interesting?
What?
They don't just condemn it. They try to understand it.
Understand the harassment.
Yeah. Like are the lolcows playing into it?
Seeking attention.
Maybe even profiting from it.
That adds a whole other layer of complexity.
Right. It's not just black and white.
But it still doesn't excuse the harm, right?
Of course not. At the end of the day, there's a human being on the receiving end of all this.
And it makes you think, why are we so drawn to this kind of content?
Yeah, why do we find it entertaining?
Maybe it's this morbid curiosity.
Or a sense of, like, superiority.
Could be.
It's almost like a digital coliseum.
It's a coliseum.
Yeah, we can watch the spectacle.
Without getting our hands dirty.
Exactly, and as long as there's an audience.
The show goes on.
Sadly, yeah. So, where does that leave us? What have we learned from this deep dive?
I think we've seen the good and the bad of internet culture.
The connections.
The shared interests.
But also the potential for harm.
The dehumanization.
And that blurry line between humor and cruelty.
We've all got to be more mindful, you know.
Of our own behavior online.
Absolutely. Think before you post. Consider the impact.
And remember, there's a real person on the other side of that screen.
Well said. Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember to be kind out there in the digital world.